Hi guys, how you doing? I hope everyone is fine. Assalamu alaikum, hamjambo. Ama niseme jambo jambo. Oh my god, we know the kabos. But hey guys, welcome to season 2 of Naked Lies. This is officially the first episode of the year, so we are excited. And it will be a good year. We've already pinned it down. It's just going to be an excellent year. And before I jump to whatever I want to talk about in this first episode, I just want to say thank you to everyone that made time, spared time to listen to my last year's episodes. I got around 890 something listens, 94 to be precise. But hey, I have to make myself good, so I've rounded it off to 900. So 900 listens, that's a lot, and I appreciate. And yeah, it's a very humbling experience. I'm telling you. I'm so humbled. So thank you. Asanteni sana. It means the world to me. And let me first apologize for my voice. I'm really trying to pitch high. I don't know why. Today I just have the bass and we'll just move, you know. We'll just lay it as it comes. But anyway, welcome to the first episode. And it's 2022 and I'm already feeling the love. I'm already feeling the success. I hope you are too. If you aren't, I mean, I think you should just call yourself in a kamushemanyo. Yours even shouldn't be a meeting. Just call yourself somewhere, take yourself out and think about you, because if you're not planning to make 2022 to be your year, then why? My question is just, why not? So we are claiming that this is going to be our year. And you may notice nowadays people are not posting zile za 2022 is my year, nini nini, like kitambo, but it's still our year. But anyway guys, so as I was going through my gallery, I found a post, and that is going to just be basically the baseline of this episode. And it stated that I don't know who needs to hear this, but 2022 is not going to be different if you're still going to do the same things you did in 2021. And I was like, wow, are you talking to me, universe? Because I feel there's so many things that I want to do this year that I didn't do last year. And I don't think for me to be able to achieve the goals or the two targets I have, I'll still be sleeping until 10. So those are things that just dawned on me. And I sat down. And I was able to come up with like 5 points. Well, I'm laughing at myself because I remember that experience. I was like, wow, your name should be Solomon McKenna. I'm so wise. So I came up with 5 and that I'm going to share. And I've also decided that this is going to be the year that I'm just going to live to be more than just another body in neurology. I mean, okay, that was Nyashinsky said, but yeah. I just want to live a good life, and I just want to remember every single day that will happen to me in this year. And I want to feel the wind blowing through my hair. I want to feel the sun scorching my face. I just want to make sure I feel everything this year. And yeah, that's how vulnerable I'm going to be. And I'm going to spread love. And I want to be love. I want to give love. I want everything that surrounds me to just be love, because after all, what is there if it's not love? But anyway, so the things that I came up with were very funny, but I think they're going to really lubricate. They're really going to try and lubricate my 2022. And here they go. Drum rolls. So one, get yourself a very sexy notebook. And I mean sexy because I don't know about you, but I'm really attracted to good things. So if my notebook is really good looking, I'll be like, oh my God, this is my notebook. I write something. I know that's lame, but it really works. It's just psychological. So get yourself a very sexy notebook, because we're going to write some things down. So number two, we're going to write down everything we want to do in 2022. And I mean everything. Do you want to change your dress code? Do you want to buy yourself new shoes? Do you want to be able to walk in heels? I don't know why I'm talking about shoes, but Do you want to go to Dubai? Do you want to forgive? Do you want to be, I don't know. You know yourself better. You know things that you want to do this year. Do you want to have yourself a motive? Do you want to even quit the things you want, bad habits? I don't know. You just make sure you're very vulnerable. Just make sure you're very honest with yourself as you're writing them down. 3, write down everything you don't want to repeat in 2022 that you did last year. And again, as petty as you can, just write it down. You'll be surprised. There's so many things you never liked last year and you'd really never want. You really never want them again in any year of your life. Then the second last one, write down things that may hinder you from getting to your 2022. Is it your attitude? Is it machums? Maybe things you want to do in 2022 really require machums. So write it down. Is it the environment that you're in? Is it that you don't have confidence in yourself? I mean, just again, be very honest with yourself. This is just between you and you. And when you're writing these things down, make sure them to be as private as they can, because it's like you pouring out the softest or the most vulnerable part of you. So make them very private. And as I was writing them down by myself, for myself, with myself, we are three, remember, it just dawned to me that there's so many things that I've actually never thought about, but I'd really want to do. But every time I really want to do them, I either forget or I detour, I do something else. So writing them down for me is going to be like a reference point. I mean, I'm not saying 2022 is going to be smooth. By the way, when things are about to just get really lit or get really good, then bad things really get bad. So I think writing them down will just be like a guide. It's like me revising my 2022. I'll be like, I know I didn't achieve this, but you know what? I really still have to achieve it because I wrote it down. So I hope it will really work. I've never written resolutions before, and I'd really want to hear from you guys if you've ever written resolutions. Did they ever work? Did they ever was it even resourceful? So I'd really want to know. Tell me there in the QA section. I'd really appreciate. You can also even tell me on my DM at Nina McKenna on Instagram. I'd really appreciate it. And also, as I was writing them down, I realized something, that we really limit ourselves according to the environment. I mean, I want to drive a Lambo, but because of the fuel, because of, I don't know, so many things. Did I just say a Lambo? Oh my God. I'm telling you, my list, my things that I want to do for my 2022, they're hilarious. The things that I even think they're quite impossible, but hey, I wrote them down because they are things I want them to be done in my 2022. So remember, just write down everything. And then the last one, write down something you want to be remembered for. And I know as much as we want to live, as much as want to enjoy every sunset, every sunrise that we've been given for free, there'll come a time that all that will be gone. And so just write down, if it ever happens, which I'm really praying for a long life, but if it ever happens, write down something you'd really want to be remembered for, and ask yourself, is whatever that I want to do in 2022, is it correlating with what I want to be remembered for? So it's, for me, I think this is just going to be a tool that is going to really lubricate my 2022. And I'm still Kikuyu, the LR, oh my God, the LR. And yeah, so those are things that I really want to do. And I really hope that it will also help you. And I mean, there's a time that, I was really dating Khalid, and I remember one of his songs. Oh yes, I dated Khalid for a while. I'm really going to tell you about it. But Khalid and I think we were in a relationship. And I remember there's one song that he says that things work don't make me understand it, that things go a little bit better when you plan it. So I don't know, but I feel that planning my year is just a good start, and I hope I can also adopt that, because why not plan for success. And I wish you all a happy new year, and I wish all your dreams come true, and I wish you I wish you the best of the best this year. Remember, we can't let the blue flame die, and let the devil take the win. Bye.